You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union woman, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies.
And she don't.
Good morning, MUA members. Welcome to 3CR Radical Radio. You're here with the Victorian branch of the MUA for MUA Fire Up. We've got Robbie Lumsden, Dean Borg, and myself, Aaron, with our wonderful producer, Annie. How is everybody?
Well, the name of the show, mate, is Fire Up. Fair dinkum. That'd put a glass eye to slip it open.
Oh, 6:30 members. 6:30 morning, comrade. You want to start yelling at people at 6:30? I get the involves a bit of rah rah, but it's 6:30, brother.
Well, it's grand final week. That's the best you can do.
Well, everyone's just saying you got a bit of work. Sleep in today,
and
then take tomorrow
off.
Holiday.
Let's have a chat with the members, huh?
Wow.
Easy, comrades. Easy.
Obviously, it's been a long week.
Do any of you people barrack for the teams that have made it to the final?
No. Actually, Dean's a mad Melbourne Storm fan, so he's looking forward to tomorrow night, Friday night's prelim.
We are.
The Tigers are Aaron and myself. But it's fair to say me right-hand pocket is barracking for the Cats because there's a little multi there. waiting to collect should the Cats be successful. So, and I certainly have... family and all that are all Mad Cats fans, and oh god, I couldn't put up with them and they figured the beat. So,
but of course, the Brisbane, what do they call them? Bears, no,
Lions,
Brisbane Lions, yeah, they used to be Fitzroy, so there should be some people out there, barracking for them. I know it sounds like a past dream, but.
There will be. No. They actually have quite a strong presence in Melbourne, the Brisbane Lions for Fitzroy.
Fitzroy was going off last year after the final.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good place to get vibes were high.
Look, it was open the show just by saying a hello. We had it on our agenda last show, but hello to Roger Wilson, and we're certainly wishing Roger hasn't been in the greatest health, but he's certainly been recovering. And, Roger, we want you to know that the branch is certainly thinking of him. I'm sure all the membership, for all of your contribution over the years, we're all wishing you a speedy recovery. And I understand that you are actually on the road to recovery. So we wish you
great news.
So that's the niceties one. Now, what are we going to get into?
What have we got, Mooney? What's happening?
The offshore wind stuff, the auction delays there.
We had an announcement.
Government announced.
It's the industry that never was at the moment, isn't it? We've got announcements by the Victorian government that the auctions are going to be delayed. So the auctions are a critical component for the developers because that will determine how much energy they get to sell back into the market, which is whether or not their projects are profitable and worthwhile running, right? So it's an important component. There was some tussling between the federal government and the state government, but ultimately it's been delayed by the state government in any case.
Delayed by the state government, but to be fair to them, they could do a little bit of support from the feds.
It needs to be a national industry and there needs to be national coordination. The energy is going into the national energy market.
That's right.
Albeit it's, through Victorian Connection. But it is or will be major development, but it just needs to get off the ground. And the delays are unfortunate, and certainly unfortunate for some developers who are ready to go, but particularly the Star of the South, but probably welcomed by others who require a bit more time to complete the feasibility studies and the other various environmental and marine impact studies that are required to be able to make a genuine bid.
These companies have spent millions of dollars already.
Yeah, some of them have.
In investment. They need more. Sure, we're going to get off. We're going to get investment.
I reckon
investment and it needs to be supported by the federal government, definitely.
But it's interesting you should say this because they've just announced the federal government's just announced its, I don't know what they call it, their climate targets or whatever. Their climate destruction targets, right?
Near to 7.3% by 2035, which is a bit of a moving number.
And Woodside allowed to plunder.
KPIs could be that divergent. Back then, if your box rate can be anywhere between 4 and 27 if you want, or like that's insane. But
it does need federal government intervention, and certainly this branch and the MUA, but this branch in particular, we've written a letter on with a joint letter to Albanese around with the ETU and the support of Trades Hall and AMW around. You know, the need for support. This is not, we think it becomes political. Mm. And the fact that, you know, this is a Victorian handout. It's not a Victorian handout because this is for the national. If it don't kick off here in Victoria, the offshore wind is dead and buried in this country. So it has to happen.
Reviving Tony Abbott there. Oh. dead, buried and cremated. You really are the suppository of all intelligence. Is that the other funny Zed?
Oh, I've got an unscheduled meeting with the show. It does, you know, all new investment into the country needs federal government input.
An industry of this scale will.
Bear think we found 12 coordination. Found 12 billion for the thing in Western Australia around the nuclear substance stuff. 12 billion. That just seemed to drop out of the sky. Found that be on the couch. Well, honestly.
Well, you know, it's funny. The other day I was listening to this program, and I mean, I don't know if this is actually true because it just seems too weird to be true. But it was a
paper?
No, it wasn't. It was actually a program that was coming. It's called Alternative News, and it's from America. But it's from, we play it on 3CR. It's an excellent program. And this woman was doing a speech and she was talking about the cost of ordnance and in one day, in one battle, they were talking about using $4 billion worth of ordnance, like in one sequence of battles. So what we're talking about is big corporations that make armaments are making an absolute fortune on perpetual war. But that's an incredible amount of money, right? Like $4 billion in one night.
So now they've delayed it until they say towards the end of the year, but I wouldn't be overly confident that target would be met. But we continue to lobby.
We'll continue to lobby them and
the Victorian government, really.
Yeah, certainly.
Well, you know, it's important for the future of this country and for the people to have alternative energy sources. Fossil fuel is dead in the water.
Well, it's
yeah, and look, we've got selfish motives as well because there is ongoing work for our seafaring membership as well, and potential wharf-based membership at the new terminals that will be established. So,
but it's the right thing to do in the first place. We do need a combination.
That's right. It is the right thing to do, but it's a job-creating industry.
It is. It does.
There is so much benefit. There is so much benefit there for us and for the country and for the climate. So we should be cracking on and getting it done.
So, Ollie's, get your ass in the gear. Get this stuff fixed.
And Robbie, what song have you got us going out to, mate?
Well, the song I selected, believe it or not, I can't find it, but I know it was Cassie Blanton.
I found it. It's the most amazing song of all time.
Rich People, it's called.
It's amazing.
Rich People by Cassie Blanton. There we go.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Seems like bad news all the time. We got blood and fire and wars and crime. They try to tell me who I ought to blame, but I know who it is, cause it's always the same. But don't be ashamed if you get confused when you talk to your friends or you watch the news. They try to tell you where it all went wrong. Now you don't need to argue, just sing this song. It was rich people stacking the deck. Rich people with big fat checks. Rich people, they're having a ball. Rich people been fucking us all.
All right, welcome back to the dulcet tones of Rubber Lums at 6:45 a.m. in the morning. Or
I suppose we should have done a bit of a warning because in the chorus it does have the F word. So, but oh, it's discreetly put in there, and it is actually poetry. It's required.
That's right. It's an artistic liberty taken by Cassie, was it?
Yes,
yeah, by Cassie Blanton. So
that's fair.
Sorry about the language warning, comrades.
The language warning. Let's face it. It was Dave Ball. Even though Dave's on annual leave, Dave does the selection of songs as a general rule, but he's very good at it. Now that there's an F word involved, Dave, you've got to do better, mate. That's all we're saying. You've got to do better.
They're written one on your desk.
Well, you're funny you should say that, because the ones on Kneecap went even further and they had the C word in them.
Yeah, well,
goodness for me. And it was Cassie Blanton too.
Have they just been banned from Canada?
Anyway, oh, wow, well, is that right? Well, that's a badge of honour, isn't it? That's a bit of a badge of honour, isn't it?
They just take the words.
I've also been banned from Canada.
They must be being effective. You know, when they start beating you with police sticks and put gas in your face, you know you're being effective.
All right. Speaking of being effective, we've had some good industrial movement, I guess, down at some of our sites. And Dean, how are you going with Sea Road shipping, mate?
Going all right, mate. We're just about there. As we mentioned in last week's or fortnight show, getting the drafting done. We're just about there. I think we've probably got two or three more meetings before we can finalise a document to be taken back to the membership to seek endorsement. So there's a couple of little sticky clauses, mate, major ones in and around the leave and how we disperse our leave, or how we use our leave, if you want to call it that. So we're working on that along with the company. There's some issues around that. They've got concerns about leaving, you know, the vessel undermanned at times if several people are taking leave at the same time.
Isn't that cool, managing the leave?
Yeah, well, it does, mate, but we like to manage it ourselves rather than we're getting there, mate, but that's probably one of the main sticking clauses at the moment. But, you know, we've got a good committee and we're working through it and we'll get to
it. Is there space there for TIRs? There is, isn't there?
There is, mate. Sea Road have committed to training TIRs as well, which is great. Whether they be directly through Sea Road or not, we're a little bit unsure. There's been some talk around utilising metal for their trainees, which is okay as well. So as long as we get them on there, mate.
Straightlink are doing the same, aren't they?
Straightlink are doing the same, mate. They sure are.
Have you had any TIRs head over there at all?
We have recently, mate. One of them's my young bloke, Joe. He's got himself away to sea, which is an extremely proud moment for our family, a second-generation seafarer and MUA member. So a bit of a shout out to Jacob. He's going all right. He's in good hands on there.
How hard would he have to work to trump the his old man?
No, he's pretty fucked.
He'd just have to get up of a morning.
Just have to turn two
and finish his breakfast, and he's got his old man covered.
let's not go there, right?
So what does that entail? So how long?
So they do 12 weeks of sea time for our trainees. So they work 6 weeks on, 2 weeks off. A period of 12 months. And then in within that 12-month period, they've got to finish a set of what they call tags books, sexual studies on board, the first 16 weeks of that 12 months. They need to get their steering certificate or their watchkeeping certificate.
SDCW?
No, that's before they
before
get
all that. That's right, because that's already done.
It is part of it, though. So, yeah, they'll do that within the first 16 weeks. Finish their 12 months at sea.
How comfortable are you in the car with him? You want him behind the helm of a?
He's not going to be able to. He's not going to be able to drive the ship faster than he drives his car. Put it that way.
Congratulations.
And they have got a bunch of TIRs down there at the moment, Australian. They've got four TIRs that have come through, and they're all good, good pickups. Bit of a mix of men and women, which is always great to see.
They've all come out of the college in Tassie.
So fantastic. And actually, this is one of the times where you can thank, the company Straightlink have always been trainers. Which is great, and that relationship with the union has always been pretty good. So continue to train.
It benefits us, but it benefits the company as well. And so that's that working relationship.
Sure does.
And when we're all working together, we have a few
Americans. And they've produced me being one of them as well.
I've been training those over the years. So
that's another success story out of Straightlink. That mutually beneficial relationship could be applied across other companies because you can see the opposite when you see somewhere like DP World where we're just in constant battles with them. We had an ERC. I think we have ERC meetings monthly, and every single one I've been to, a new dispute has risen out that we've had to escalate to level two, and that ultimately may lead to the Fair Work Commission because the company are just belligerent and refusing to have a genuine discussion or negotiation. It's either take it or leave it. This is what we want everything and we're giving you nothing is their attitude.
So that's the difference. Every month there's a new dispute. We did a visit to Patrick's earlier this week and we didn't have it was just a visit to say hello to the members.
Yeah.
The Patrick management
are working with the ERC
to
get the changes made.
We haven't got disputes.
Yeah.
And that's the difference when the company and the union working together and the workforce, it's much more. And
somebody's taken it and taught the management down at Deep World about the carrot and stick approach, but they've just left their fucking carrot at home. So
we try and work in with them. We'll continue to try and work in with them and try.
If they want to have the fight, we're willing to have the fight, and that's been demonstrated with the automation down there as well. They've put out that they want automation, and our view is that there should be no automation without agreement. And we've got mechanisms under our enterprise agreement to ensure that that's the case, and we're gonna push through and get the best possible outcomes for our members. If we do agree to automation in some form, we'll get the best possible outcome for our members that want to stick around and spend the rest of their career on the wharf. So,
it's unbelievable when the company says, this isn't to improve productivity.
Yeah, it's madness. Absolutely madness.
Turnaround time, which are the two things a terminal are always trying to improve. The two key things you want to improve are your truck turnaround times and your productivity.
Probably going to be rolling in his, well, he's not dead yet, but when he. To see that the blue in 1998 to increase waterfront productivity has now been undermined by the Sultan of Dubai because they just want to knock off a couple of union jobs.
And that's all it's about.
It's Dubai ports want to exploit the Australian waterfront.
When the profits go back to the Dubai royal government.
The profits go back to the royal family. It's going to take longer to get products through the port, and truckies are going to be wasting their time sitting there with their hand on their gear stick waiting to go while they're blocking up the road. So it's absolutely madness that people want to push ahead with this, and it's madness that it's not been more closely scrutinised by the broader community.
And Bhagwan, mate, you've kicked off Bhagwan.
Bargaining has kicked off at Bhagwan Marine, and I'm down on site right now doing a meeting to open the logger claims. Yeah, it's interesting. Two places at once. And then we'll have a stop work meeting with them in a few weeks' time. And then we'll start meeting with the company. Their agreement expires early next year. So we want to get the ball rolling there. Another site that we have commenced bargaining with is AAT, so the old Mirat site.
Yeah.
Bargaining there has commenced. It's taken a bit of time. There's we've had our initial meeting where we've exchanged a lot of claims that were endorsed by our members about a month and a half ago, and we'll meet with them again in a couple of weeks' time. There's issues with management leave and various other things that are holding back or delaying the negotiations.
Have they kept the same management structure, mate, or they've brought in new management?
They've kept the same managers and the structures slightly amended. And this is because of the transition, it's also causing the delay. So it's not entirely an unrealistic delay because there is different levels of management now that things need to go through as well. And there's different processes and structures that are being implemented. So there is some
managers there, but bouts of leave too. So,
yeah. So it's just, yeah, there's been a number of things that have delayed it, but it's on track, and the agreement doesn't expire until January 1 or December 31st. Yep. And so we've still got plenty of time to get an agreement before the expiry, if that's what the company wants to do. But they're going to have to come to the party pretty quickly.
And you had a couple of things with Inco going on.
Yeah, mate, we've had a couple of disputes with Inco, mate, and it's one of those common themed disputes, mate, is around internet and television on board vessels. It's not uncommon that we have these issues around the port, but Inco have seemed to, this has taken nearly 6 months to try and get a resolve to it, and it continues. They're actually been a pain in the ass about it, to be honest. They're not always simple fixes, which is understandable, but there's also a cost that's related.
It's the cost.
We've implementing these types of technologies, right, which their manager is tight as a fish as you know what, and pushing back pretty hard on spending some bucks on the vessel to get it where it needs to
but
be.
It's so important for those seafarers when they're at sea to be able to contact home.
And the stress and anxiety it puts on our members being at sea. And not only being, you know, not able to communicate with family and friends, but just to simply knock off and watch TV, like everyone else has got the basic human right to do when they knock off and go home and sit on the couch and watch TV. Our members are sit there looking at a blank screen because they can't get a TV reception.
Yeah, but it's fucking ridiculous. The connectivity to home is important. That's the one. That's the biggest one. The connectivity to home.
Also, it's become common. It's normal. It's bottom line that people should be able to have that access in that sort of workplace. The expectation. It's a common expectation, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not an unreasonable one. So
me, I'd read a book, but there you go.
Yeah, but if you've got your e-reader out there, you're going to have a hard time connecting to get your book up.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I have print.
You've got an analog book. Incredible.
I know people look at me on the tram as if I'm from some outer space place. Hilarious.
But I remember showing me age, but you'd get on the train and everyone would have the age or the
yeah, yeah, great. Yeah.
I'd be on the train with the paper was the size. It was, you know, it was so big.
Who buys papers anymore? I don't know anyone that buys them.
Well, you wouldn't buy them anyway. You can't read the crap that's put out.
Yeah, news by gossip. Anyway.
All right. We have to wrap up now to see.
We'll wrap it up now. And we hope the members all have a great day. Enjoy your grand final. And Sam, we are in Melbourne. We are the Victorian branch. And the only song that's fitting to go out with is Up There, Kazali. And giving us grand final week.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great grand final, members.
See you, comrades.
Well, you work to earn a living, but on weekends comes the time. You can do whatever turns you on, get out and clear your mind. Me, I like football, but there's a lot of things around. When you line them up together, the footy wins hands down. Thank you.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.